Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan, and I want to welcome all of our listeners on the blogtalkradio.com network, the cyberstationusa.com network, and, of course, their radio affiliates, and also everybody listening to us tomorrow in the UK on the Artistic Echoes Network and Canalside Radio. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Music Sin Fronteras from Mexico. Well, today's show was recorded earlier, so I want to just warn you right now, don't call in because it's not live, okay? But you can email questions or comments to us here at Music Sin Fronteras MX. That's music and then SINFOFRONTERASMX at gmail.com. If there are questions or comments for the guests that you're about to hear, we will forward them on. And remember, of course, we are broadcasting from Mexico. We are in downtown Ajijic. We have a ground floor studio. It's got lots of foam on the walls and soundproofing and stuff like that. But Mexico is a joyfully noisy country, okay? And sometimes that noise kind of leaks through the soundproofing. So if you hear a dog bark, children singing, a mariachi band, horses going by, or large trucks, don't worry, it's just Mexico and it's part of the fun. Okay, now on with the show. We're going to talk to Cunhao, who's one of my favorite bands. And they just released a great new video, Niños del Desierto, a canción del inmigrante. That in English is Desert Children, a Song of Immigrants. And it's now actually up on their YouTube channel. You should take a look at it after the show. It's done with puppets. Really interesting. Very interesting. Shadow puppets like in Indonesia. But today, I want to talk about the new album that they are getting close to releasing. It's called Rayuela, which is hopscotch in English. It's due out in April. I have an early preview copy, but I can't play it quite yet because they need to do a little bit more work on it. But we will later on, close to release time. And I should let you know they've also launched an Indiegogo site to finance the final steps. And we could not really match our schedules with their schedules for a live interview today, so we're going to have them on later. Instead, we are reprising their interview last November when they released a new single, you know, just so you can get a bit acquainted with them, hear some of their music, and then we're going to have them back in April for the new album. Now, as I said, they did launch an Indiegogo page. If you're interested in helping them out with the final steps on the album, go to indiegogo.com/project/Rayuela. That's RAYUELA-new-album-release-by-Cunhao. Or if it's a lot easier, since you're listening to us, you're on our page, right down there at the bottom of the description of the band, you'll see a bit.ly site which will take you right there. Okay, now the interview. Remember, this is not live, so don't call in, but if you send us questions or comments by mail, we will forward them on. Here we go, Cunhao. I have been following the band Cunhao since, 2015, when they released their first album, Sangre y Arena. They immediately caught my attention because there was, and still is, no other band like them. They are a unique force unto themselves and one that is helping drive the global music fusion movement. Cunhao is a multi-ethnic Los Angeles-based Latin folk group that creates evocative, poetic songs by blending a whole lot of different cultures. And then they put a global twist on it. You never know what you're going to hear with Cunhao. Latin sound, Latino songs, African rhythms, Eastern European melodies, American rock, Spanish covers of Barbra Streisand, Christmas carols, even a collaboration with a classical Korean artist. They do it all, and they do it wonderfully. And I could go on, but since Julio Montero, whose vocals and guitar drive the band's music, is here with us today, let's ask him about, first of all, the new song, the coming album, lots of other things. In fact, let's ask him about all things Cunhal. Julio, welcome to Music Scene Fronteras.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Hola, buenos dias. Nice to hear from you. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
It's always nice to talk with you. And you know, there's so much to talk about with Cunhal. I just sort of scratched the surface. Probably the best way to describe the band is to play a song, which I'm about to do. But first, how do you describe this kind of happy musical creature that you created?
You know, it started off simply by everybody just expressing their own musical histories, exploring those musical histories, and really actively talking to each other and say, hey, what's your background and how do you contribute and what do you think? And can we do that all in one song sometimes? And it started from there. And when I write the songs, it started from my own background. You know, it's just the South American ballads and a bunch of other interests, you know, and you start from there. And next, when you have six people in the band, you know, next thing you know, we're all over the globe and all over the place, and we like that. And so we continue to push in that direction. And that's really where it all came from, I think. You know?
Well, I like it too. And I'm going to play some of the music that came from that. This is your new release. This is Enamorado, Yo Estoy, which in English is I'm in love. Here we go.
I'm in love, yeah.
Parpadear, el sueño se fue y solo quedé. La madrugada llegó, quiere entrar y no sabemos por qué. Y en un camino largo, mirándonos, una fuerte atracción. Lo que el mundo me da, caigo a tus pies y todo te doy. Enamorado yo estoy, cualquier cosa haré.
You know, it's a good thing I've got a long, flexible cord on my headphones because I'm sort of up dancing around here. Now, that is a cover song or cover of a song performed by Barbara Streisand, which you translated into Spanish and then you cunhalified.
Cunhalified, correct, yes.
Why did you pick this song to rework and release?
Well, actually, it was kind of like a luck of the draw. It was... we were approached by Universal Music, and they called a bunch of our fellow artists, friends actually, even, and they wanted to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Gibb Brothers music catalog. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, they wrote this particular song, and they actually wrote a lot of what came out of that album with Barbara Streisand. So we kind of drew it out of a hat, you know. The Bee Gees were such fluent, like, songwriters that they, besides their own songs, they wrote a bunch of songs for others. And those songs were included in the catalog. And as we have it, we're trying to choose which songs. Hey, I got this one, I got this one. So we decided, hey, let's just put it in the drawer. We actually drew it out of a hat. And and we're like, okay, Woman in Love. I know I love this song. I really do. But what are we going to do with it? And we had no idea. And, you know, our mission was to kind of give it our own flavor, but it was requested that we kind of stay true to the feeling of this lyrical content. So we couldn't do too many changes. So we translated it in a way that made it, that obviously, when you say woman in love, it's very specific, but kind of make it gender neutral and at the same time keep some of that emotive quality that that song has. You know, there's a certain desperation and there's a certain just giving it all for love, and we want to throw that across. At the same time, we just like, well, let's just tropicalize it, and we made it a tropical song, and, you know, and it just snowballed from there. That's like kind of like all our things. You know, we start with one idea and let it snowball from there.
Well, so if I give you a song, how do you kunyaoify it? What does that do? How do you do that? What are the parts of kunyaoifying?
Well, usually it starts with the melody, I think, and see what we can play with the melodies. And can we keep it, you know, we start singing it, we start playing around with it. We tried about a bunch of different rhythms. I mean, we were thinking, can we make it a merengue? Can we make it a reggae? Can we make it, you know, just a regular 2-4 or a country song or, you know, what? And whatever sticks, you know, usually it's democracy by who vote on it or like which one, or sometimes, quite honestly, just whatever feels right. Sometimes I remember with this song, we just started playing around and the percussionist started playing our one chord rhythm and it was like, boom, that was it. Like, oh, this is the direction that we're going in. And once we knew that, that clicked right away, then everything else just kind of, you know, chooses itself, really. Yeah.
Well, there's one sound in that song and a lot of your music that that I really resonate with. It's this sound.
La clave, yes.
Yes, which needs to be an important part of your music, and something I'm learning how to play. You want to tell our audience what that is and where it came from and why it's important to your music?
Well, that specific la clave is you know, I mean, it's all over Afro-Caribbean music, especially in Cuban music. It kind of that 2-3-3-2 feel. That kind of gives it the flavor that Caribbean music has, like, you know, that dancey rhythm, that salsa and bongo and all these other different rhythms that vary within that. You know, has a very specific sound, a very, you know, and then with the skin, so it drives the whole percussion section.
It does. Yeah.
With Cunha particularly, you know, we do, you know, those rhythms, we adapt them to fit our needs because some, you know, our instrumentation sometimes is cajon, sometimes is other drums. It's never really fully a drum set. So most of our songs just have cajon along with other percussion. So we adapt those rhythms into sometimes the instruments that they weren't really meant for. And we kind of like where that, how that sounds and where it goes. So, you know,
within
Latin music. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to tell our audience, you have the most amazing cajon player that I have ever seen, and I'm busy trying to learn the cajon. I just sit there with my my mouth open, you know, and say, oh, someday. You know, I said in the introduction that you're one of the forces bringing music together from around the globe in a fusion movement. Now, when you guys first got together, I think you were a pickup band at a birthday party in 2014.
Yeah.
Did you see the potential, or I should ask you, what did you see as your potential? Did you realize you're part of a building wave, or were you just sort of having fun?
I mean, I didn't see the potential in what we have now, but I saw just how talented the people that I was playing with are, and just like that kind of brilliance in adapting different types of music, and I was like, I want to play with these guys, and I, you know, and we're all really good friends, so I have always trust, you know, we just kind of trust each other, and when that somebody says, makes a creative decision, you kind of go with it, you know, and I think I just couldn't foresee that whatever sound we're going to create would kind of become its own thing. I didn't kind of foresee that. I just knew that these guys are really talented and wanted to play. Now, how we approach the songwriting, that kind of have more of foresight into it because there was definitely a choice to, you know, grab sounds from our histories, from musical history, from Latin America, from South America, at least for me when I started writing some of these songs, and say, hey, I'm going to adapt these songs. I'm going to kind of bring them a little to the 21st century and see how they influence me now, and how can I write in that style, but make it sound new and fresh, you know. And then after that, like, it was everybody's input on the song that just twisted it, and you know, you put it all in the pot, and then it becomes its own thing.
It's so Kunyalified,
and it's Kunyalified, exactly.
I've seen you do a number of collaborations, actually, including, you know, the one I mentioned with the classical Korean artists.
That was awesome.
That really was, right, at the Korean Cultural Center. How do these collaborations feed your music? Do they help shape it every time you do something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think every time you hear, you know, hearing someone else's approach to music kind of opens our own eyes to something new. And you know, from improvisation to actually just going, or even songwriting, you know, with the Korean Culture Center show, it was a whole other side of world music that we hadn't. And well, actually, what we found out is how many similarities are there between some of this Latin music and some you know, some classical music in Korea, from the percussion, you know. It was like, oh wow, so many similarities, and we're like, our jaws just dropped. We're like, okay, we dig this, you know.
And it was cool.
Yeah, and it opens it up, you know, when we collaborated with Ali, you know, taking these old forms that very, you know, in terms of Caribbean classical songs, classical sound, and kind of re-energizing them, it kind of gives us a new outlook of what these old boleros and Caribbean songs sound like, you know. And it was beautiful because then, like, we have a new point of reference or angle, on how to see these songs, you know, how to see these old songs. So that was a great learning experience for everybody.
For our audience's benefit, when he said Ali, he's referring to Ali J, who's actually been on the show a couple of times. Ali is a blues rock guitarist / folk singer / pop singer from the Dominican Republic, who comes from a very highly revered musical family in the Dominican Republic. And she sings both, as you just said, the boleros and other traditional music of the Dominican Republic. And I was kind of curious. I know that you and Ali are both in the same musical community in L.A., but how did the recording, that collaboration you did on the album, how did that come about?
Well, I mean, it started with her, really. I mean, she was looking to do something different. And I think it all started with her viewing her father's musical legacy, and it sounded like she just wanted to really pay homage to his sound, and, you know, just our instrumentation just happened to be perfect for what she was trying to do. And, you know, we had met, we had become friends. We had set in with her on a residency that she did at the Hotel Cafe. So we were kind of like you said, in that same circle, and she just asked us and said, hey, can we try one song? And it clicked. And we said, let's do it. Let's go forward with the full album. And it kind of grew from there. And it's, you know, it's a long process, but it was a beautiful one. Yeah.
Well, one of the songs you collaborated with her is Mi Debilidad. And I want to play a little bit of it so the audience can hear how you and Ali J clicked. So here is Mi Debilidad.
Ah. triste haber sufrido, qué triste haber tenido la debilidad de amarte.
Wow. Well, you can really tell why she was nominated for a Latin Grammy a couple of years ago. That must have been fun, singing with her. In fact, I know it was because I watched you do it at the Hi-Hat in L.A. one night. You also did a BMI showcase at South by Southwest with her. What was that like?
Yeah.
How many bands and what kind of audience?
I unfortunately didn't make that particular trip, but the rest of the band did. And it went really well from everything that gathered. That was our first time playing South by Southwest, really. And you know, it sounded like it was such an amazing feeling. And from everybody came back so energized, so pumped. You know, the album was right there, ready, you know, just ready to all go. So it was such a big boost for Ali and her project, and just happy that, you know, where it was going. So, we're just really happy that she's just able to showcase it. I know she was able to feature all her dad's songs in there, and yeah, it was a great experience overall.
We are talking with Julio Montero of the band Cunhao. This interview was recorded earlier, so don't call in. You can send in email questions, and we will forward them to the artist for you. But don't call in now because we're not here. Okay. Now, Julio, you've also produced a winter holiday album called Invierno Tropical, Tropical Winter in English, which sounds sort of like Los Angeles. Let's listen to a song from it. The song is Mama, ¿Dónde están juguetes? Mama, where are the toys? So here we are.
Mamá, el niño no los trajo.
¿Será que no vio tu cartita que pusiste en la noche sobre tu chancletita?
Mamá, hoy me siento muy triste. Mamá, el niño no me quiere.
¿Será que tú hiciste algo malo? El niñito lo supo, por eso no lo trajo.
For our audience that doesn't speak English, maybe you can tell us what the song is about and why there aren't any toys.
Yeah, absolutely. So this song is actually from, I think it's from the early 70s, early to mid 70s. It's from Venezuela, and it's actually, so it's a cover, but it's a villancico, you know, it's kind of like the Christmas carol, and it's by many people in South America considered the saddest villancico ever, because it's, you know, it's the lyrics say, "Mom, where are the toys?" And the mom answers in response saying, maybe Santa forgot them, or maybe you've been a bad boy, but the implication is that they're just too poor, or the mom is too poor for her to get her, you know, get him any gifts, and so he's a sad little boy. And it's a really sad song, very emotive. Really, really popular. Yeah.
Well, so where'd the idea come from? Or actually, you didn't write the song, no?
I didn't write the song, so it is a classic BIT.
It's a classic
that we
song.
Yeah.
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 Right.
And I would actually will be performing it in this year's LA County holiday celebration down at the Music Center down in Los Angeles, which will be aired live on PBS SoCal on Christmas Eve.
Congratulations. There's another great song in the album, one that's totally different, right? This is Ocho Candelicas, which in English is Eight Candles. So why don't we listen to that and talk about how you got Eight Candles. Okay, Eight Candles. Eight Candles is a Hanukkah song. Now, first of all, where did the band learn all those Eastern European melodies? That's a long way from Latino music.
You know, I don't know. I think it's just, first of all, I don't know where we learned them. I just know we picked them up, and some of those songs that interest us, for example, our accordion player, Severin, he just knows a lot of polkas. He's an accordion player, you know.
Right.
one of our violin, Tom, you know, he's German, so he knows a lot of Oompa songs. And then I'm always been interested in world music. And so like, I listen to a lot of, just songs from everywhere. And those Eastern European melodies just always caught my attention, you know, like Balkan music and just all over the place, including, when I heard this song, we were trying to get the kind of like our holiday EP and say what songs are that we haven't covered in what style, and that song just came up, and as soon as that melody came up I was like, wow, this is amazing. That's kind of like our interest.
It is amazing. You're right. And for our audience who may not be totally familiar with the history of Mexico, the Germans there's quite a German colony here. In fact, there's a lot of Germans here in Ajijic. And the Germans had a big influence on Mexico. They brought beer with them. They also brought the accordion, and they brought the oompa, which is now banda and frontera music. So when you hear,
that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
That may have been a long way from Latino music, but we're not a long way from running out of time. So I think we better use the remaining few minutes to tell people, first of all, what's coming up with the band. I understand you have a show tonight and another tomorrow and an album in the works.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight we're out in Claremont at a place called the Press Restaurant. It's one of our favorite places there. We play there a couple times a year. It's a really fun show. We do about over 3 or more hours of music there. So it's really a long night. And you can dance all night. You can eat. You can drink. It's really fun.
Keep in mind that this is a pre-recorded album, a pre-recorded interview, and these events have already occurred. And they were fun.
we're inviting our collaborator, Raven Armijo, who is a folklorico dancer, and she'll be performing with us. And we'll basically just be remembering our loved ones who have passed. You know, that's part of a big ritual celebration that we kind of do every year in different places. Last week we played in San Pedro, but this Saturday we're focusing in Santa Monica. And then the rest of the year we're kind of like doing gigs here and there, but we're really focusing on finishing our album. The new album name will be Rayuela, which means hopscotch, and it's a really, in Josel's words, our bass player, epic. I mean, it really is epic. It's a long one. It's about 16 tracks, and just features so many different styles, so many different fusions of music that we've kind of accumulated over the last 3 years. We're really proud of it. It's about to get sent to mastering. We're going to be releasing a single on it relatively soon, probably at the end of the turn of the year, some point. Wow.
So you've got it recorded then, too. So
it's already recorded. It's already done. Yeah. It's about to mastering.
Okay. When do you expect to release it?
Probably in the spring, late spring, early summer, I think. We're not sure if it's going to be April or May. It'll take us a little while to kind of get everything together. We kind of trying to hopefully put a tour for it together. We'll probably be doing a fundraiser so they can kind of finish really kind of publicizing it properly and, you know, just give it our all out for this one. So it's a lot of work. It's ahead of us. So we're really looking forward to it. And we're really excited that we're at this point now. It's really right there, like really close to the cliff.
Well, let me know, and I'll make sure that our audience on all of our platforms knows about it. But right now, something they should know is, where can they find your music, and how do they follow your live performances?
Absolutely. The best place is our website, Kunao Music. There's no ñ on the URL, so it's Kunao Music, Cunao Music.com. You listen to all our music, purchase all our music there, all of our gigs, shows, sign up for our mailing list. You can also find us on Spotify, on iTunes, on CD Baby, on anywhere you actually can get music from. Just look us up, Kunao or Kunao Music, and you will find us. You can follow us on social media as well, Facebook, Instagram, or everything is Kunao Music. So, we're around. We shouldn't be too hard to find. And, you know, please follow us, you know, let us know what you think about the music. And also, we hope that, you know, you get to hear some of the new stuff that's coming up, because we do have a lot of new things coming up.
Yay. Okay. Well, since it's tonight, let's once again tell people where you're going to be playing tonight.
Absolutely. That's at the Press in Claremont.
And that was our interview with Kunao, and of course they've already had that concert, so all those concerts he mentioned have already passed. But that was our interview with the LA-based Latino folk band Kunao. You can see their new video "Niños del Desierto," "Canción del Inmigrante," "Desert Children," a song of immigrants in English. And it's on YouTube right now, and it's really very interesting. It's done with Indonesian style shadow puppets and great music behind it. We're going to have them back in the flesh for a live interview in April when the new album comes out, and he just talked about it, so we'll let you know. In the meantime, check out their Indiegogo site. That's indiegogo.com/projects/Rayuela. New album released by Kunao. It's right there at the bottom of the description on the radio page, so you don't have to put in all those long that long name there. Well, we are out of time, and you have been listening to Music Scene Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from the CyberStation USA Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our radio affiliates. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds to get real-time updates on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleman. And I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, your host. You can download this and other Music Scene Fronteras programs at Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. Yep, we're on iTunes. Tune in next week We're now talking with rocker Joe Stuckey, whose recent show at the Hollywood's renowned Whiskey A Go-Go Club was absolutely astounding. We're going to see if we can line up all the stars and schedules and have them on next Friday. So check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we'll let you know if the stars lined up and Joe joins us. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend, and we love to hear you. We love to get your comments. We love to get your emails. So let us know. And incidentally, here's Big Bet again.